If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. If you are listening today for the very first time, we want to take a moment to acquaint you with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church and Worth Baptist Hour. We are now in our second year of broadcasting over this station. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and Tarrant County by Highway 287 South, that's the Pauley Freeway, and by Loop 820 South. It would be our joy to have you come and worship the Lord with us today. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is thoroughly graded and carefully supervised. We have a class for every member of your family and for every grade level. At Worth Baptist Sunday School, the Bible is the textbook. Our emphasis is upon the Word of God. We invite you to come today and bring the whole family to study God's Word together with us in the Sunday School hour at 10. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We would be happy to have you, your family, your friends, and your guests with us in any or all the services today at Worth Baptist Church. And now for my message on today's broadcast entitled, God Bless America. I am reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. I shall read verses 22, 23, and 24. But before we read the Word of God, I want you to join with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we adore Thee, we love Thee, we acknowledge Thee today as the only supreme God of heaven and earth. And as this broadcast fills the air today, it is our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct it to the hearts and lives of those who need the Lord Jesus Christ, who need a closer walk with Him, for those who need a church home and a fellowship with God's people, for those who are down and out, for those who are disgusted, for those who are discouraged or despondent. May they find hope today as they listen to Worth Baptist Hour. And our Father, we ask that we in America might take a second look at our nation, at its condition today before Thee. And may as a result of this program and this broadcast, we come to that place of total and absolute commitment of our lives to Thee. This we pray in Jesus' name and for His sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. The book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 22. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye are witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen you, the Lord, to serve Him. And they said, We are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, The Lord our God we will serve, and His voice will we obey. God bless America. Today in our country we face many serious questions. Will God spare America? Can we survive? Have we reached the point of no return? Daniel Webster once said, and I quote, I shall know but one country. The ends I aim at shall be my country's and my God's. I was born an American. I shall live an American. I shall die an American. When we pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, we say unashamedly, unhesitatingly, unapologetically, America is one nation under God. I am proud to say today America is my country under God. And like Webster, I was born an American, I shall live an American, and I shall die an American. Do you wonder why we have so much violence and lawlessness, and why our crime rate is so high in America today? I suggest it may be the way we spend our Sundays. You see, the way we spend our Sundays reflects on how we spend the other 6 days of the week. There are far too many people today who want to be Saturday night sinners but Sunday morning saints. I remind you, a swinging foot and a praying knee do not grow on the same leg. Sunday is for worship. Emerson said, "Worship is the most important single function of any people." God bless America. I submit to you that God has blessed America. We are only 195 years old, and yet we are number one among the nations of earth in medicine, in military might, in education, in science, and in space. God is blessing America. This no one can deny. We have an ample supply of food, clothing, and shelter. We have opportunity, security, and prosperity. I further say that God will continue to bless America as long as men in the pulpits preach the gospel of redeeming grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. How Jesus died, how he was buried, how that he arose again, and how that he's coming one day for his own. God will continue to bless America as long as this is the message from pulpits all over our land, and as long as people live for Jesus. God will continue to bless America as long as we acknowledge as a nation that without him, we can do nothing. I have three questions that I would ask, and by the help of God, answer in this message, God bless America. Question number one is this: what is America? America is more than 50 states, 200 million people, timberlands, oil fields, and copper mines. America is more than Disneyland and Hollywood. America is more than shops and factories and schools. America is more than Wall Street and Fifth Avenue. America is more than a Madeleine O'Hare, a hippie commune, or an LSD trip. America is a church whose steeple points heavenward. America is a home whose family lives together in harmony. America is a government whose laws are based on the divine law. America is a liberty bell proclaiming justice, freedom, and equality for all men. That is what America is. Far more than the exchange of money or the exchange of knowledge, America is all of these: a church, a home, a government. My second question is this: where is America? Geographically, America is in the Northern Hemisphere. Culturally, we are in the Western world. But I speak not now of geography or culture. The real question is this: where is America religiously? Where is America politically, socially, and morally? Religiously, I believe America is in a doldrum of hypocrisy, superficiality, and witchcraft. Politically, we are in a state of confusion, consternation, and chaos. Socially, America is in a jungle of permissive, promiscuous indulgence. Morally, we are bankrupt. We as Americans are drifting down the same road that led to the downfall of the Roman Empire. All of the lawlessness, the high divorce rate, high taxation, all of these things are things that brought Rome to a crumbling, crushing fall. And beloved, these things can lead, and indeed are leading, to the downfall of America. I believe the time has come when America must look in the mirror, when America must see herself as God sees her. America is at the crossroads today, and the warning lights are flashing. We are facing as a nation a very difficult hour, a very trying time. These are perilous days for America. But beloved, we do not face these days alone. We do not face these days hopelessly or helplessly. We face these days with faith in the God of all the earth. We face these days knowing that God is able to bring our nation to her knees, knowing that God can send revival to our country, to our people, to our churches, to our families, to our homes. We believe that God is bringing America to that point today. For you see, the destiny of America is still in the hands of God. National blessing in America does not depend on the outcome of the space race or the arms race or the political race. We don't know where the space race is going to lead us. We don't know what will be the end of the arms race. We don't know what the 1972 political race will bring. But we do know this: national blessing for America depends on the goodness and the grace and the mercy of Almighty God. We read in Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7, "Promotion cometh not from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He bringeth down one and setteth up another." I submit to you today that if we as Americans build without God, our building is in vain. I read in Psalm 127 and verse 1, "They labor in vain who build without the Lord." If we as Americans build against God, our building will come to nothing. In Acts chapter 5, we read, "If it be of God, it cannot be overthrown. But if it be not of God, it will come to nothing." I further submit to you that if we as Americans build for God, our building of a nation will be blessed by God. In Psalm 33:12, we read these words, "Blessed is the people whose God is the Lord." One day, Jesus Christ stood on the Mount of Olives overlooking the city of Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that as Jesus stood there, he wept, he cried aloud. He said, "If you only knew what would bring you peace. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that stonest the prophets and killest them that are sent unto thee, if you only knew what would bring peace to you." I ask you today, what if Jesus Christ came to Washington, D.C.? What if he looked at the Pentagon? I believe Jesus would still weep, for we know that nothing in the Pentagon can bring us peace. I speak now of a lasting peace. I don't mean the absence of war. Perhaps our military might and our military buildup could stave off war for a season. But beloved, peace is not dependent upon the operation of the Pentagon, and that operation cannot bring to us the lasting, formidable peace that we all long for in our hearts today. What if Jesus Christ came to New York? What if he saw the United Nations building with all of its majesty, with all of its splendor, with all of its glory, with the huddle of the heads and representatives of nations all over the world? I believe Jesus would yet weep, for the United Nations cannot bring peace to a troubled world. Look at the Middle East. Look at Vietnam. Look at other troubled spots around the world. These cannot have peace, and we in America cannot have peace unless we acknowledge the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. What if Jesus Christ came to our city, the fair city of Fort Worth, a city of business, a city of education, a city of religion, a city of churches? I believe Jesus Christ would weep over Fort Worth. I believe when he beheld our spiritual apathy, our unconcerned attitude, when he beheld our way of handling things on his day, If Jesus Christ were to stand and look over the city of Fort Worth, I believe he would weep as much as he wept over the city of Jerusalem. Well, the truth of the matter is, folks, Jesus is looking at Washington. Jesus is looking at New York. Jesus is looking at Fort Worth and Dallas. And Jesus is looking at all the nations of the world and all the cities of America. He looks upon them today. And I wonder if he does not weep when he sees in America the things that we are doing, when he sees us stressing money as the gateway to happiness, when he sees us disregarding the principles of his holy book, when he sees us ignoring his holy day, when he sees us magnifying man and minimizing God. How does Jesus look upon you today? Does he see you planning for Sunday school and church today? Or does he see you planning for some other activity, ignoring the Bible, ignoring the church, ignoring the Lord's day? Just how does God look upon you? Don't forget, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro upon the earth today. He sees all men, wherever you are, whatever you are doing this moment, whatever you plan to do through this day. Don't forget, God's eyes are upon you. Nothing is hidden from him. And he sees your activity. He sees the thoughts and the intents of your heart. He sees the imagination of your soul. He sees the desires of your mind. He knows this moment, right now, what's going on within the walls of your heart. Yes, God is looking upon Fort Worth, and God is looking upon you, and God is looking upon our nation. I read in Psalm 9:17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." I read in Isaiah 60 and verse 12, "The nation that will not serve God shall perish." Abraham Lincoln once said, "God will sit in judgment upon the nations and upon individuals." We are facing the great judge of the universe. We cannot escape. The Bible declares, "It is appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment." My third and final question today is this: what is America's hope for the future? Our hope is not in a balanced budget. Our hope is not in ending the war in Vietnam or settling the crises in the Middle East. Our hope is not in a stabilized economy. It's not in the wage and price control boards. Our hope is not in NORAD or SAC or the IBMs or the ABMs. There is only one thing that can bring about a change in the direction for America. That is to bring about a change in the hearts of Americans. There is only one thing that can bring about a change in the heart of Americans, and that is the gospel of redeeming grace. We in America today have no right to expect God to bless us unless we first believe him, unless we accept his word and his gift, unless we support his church, unless we honor his day, unless we keep his law, unless we live in God's way. I repeat, we have no right nor reason to expect God to bless us. When we say, "God bless America," we do not mean, "God give us more power or prestige or prosperity." We mean, "God give us an awareness of our dependence upon the divine presence." We are in a dense wilderness in America today. Like Israel, we need a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And this can come about only as we have a great spiritual awakening. You want to know if America has any hope for the future? I say to you today, we have no hope short of a great revival, short of a great spiritual awakening. This can come about only as God's people honor and acknowledge him and believe him. The Declaration of Independence was signed by 56 men. All but two of them were church members. The heart of the Declaration of Independence can be summed up in these words: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. True life is found only in Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. True liberty is found only in Jesus Christ, who said, Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. True happiness can be found only in Jesus Christ, who said, These things have I spoken unto you, that your joy might be full. What are you looking for today? Are you looking for a balanced budget? A raise in pay? A buildup in the military might? A greater arms race? A greater space race? The political race? Just what are you looking for? I admonish you to look for Jesus. For the Bible declares unto them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without a sin offering unto salvation. Keep your eyes fastened upon the skies. Look for Jesus. He's coming. He's coming soon. He's coming for his own. If America continues in her present course, divine judgment is inevitable. The judgment hand of God can be stayed from America only as we have revival. But revival costs. Are you willing to pay the price? What about your life today? What about your testimony? What about your future? What about your plans for today? I trust that you'll include Christ in your plans for revival in America today. Once again, we invite you to share with us in the Sunday School Hour at Worth Baptist Church this morning at 10 o'clock, in the morning worship hour at 11, and in our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. You'll be glad you came to worship God with us at Worth Baptist Church. And so, until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your home, and upon your family. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.